Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I have been very impressed with the reliability and the range of mesh testing so far. You know, I think it's one of those things that it certainly depends on how popular it is in your area, because it does kind of depend on how many other nodes or devices are in your area. But so far, you know, just at the house, I've been able to connect with four other, whether they be base station or what they call a client node, so just a personal device. And it's kind of neat. It is fun. If you're fairly handy and like to tinker with things, I think I've been building the little personal client nodes for right around $30. And I do have a 3D printer, which helps, because I 3D print the little cases that the device goes in. And it's been pretty fun. I've, you know, kind of experimented with everything as far as I can with having my tech, as far as WinLink and APRS and, you know, of course, MeshTastic is not a licensed deal, but it is kind of neat. It is handy to have, you know, if you're within a reasonable distance from somebody, to be able to send a text message or whatnot. So it's been pretty fun. And, yeah, 20 Mile Simplex, that's a really good contact. I'm pretty similar. I'm probably closer to 25 feet off the ground at the base of my antenna mast. But, yeah, no complaints with how it's performed so far. I've had really good luck with the common antennas, both mobile and here at the house. So, over to you, Todd, KEA-DZT.